com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are powered by SchwannCadillac.com. If you'd like to check out our Facebook or our Twitter page, you can do that by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. And that'll open you up to a whole world of possibilities. Coming up on today's show, interesting discussion today. We're going to talk with some of the parents, Kelly Heinert and Aaron Sabe, two parents who were part of the effort to make the start of school year past Labor Day. And I'm very interested to get their take on that, especially in the light of some schools in Fargo, three schools in Fargo, shutting down today, tomorrow, and Wednesday due to temperatures. If the weather pattern holds, could be a little bit warmer. It could be warmer later in the week.
I mean, this is a little odd, isn't it? That we're, you know, yes, it's warm. Yes, it would be a little uncomfortable. Yes, you'd have to make some provisions. But we're deciding on, what, Saturday or Sunday that, oh, it's going to be too hot and we're just going to shut these schools down? Does that seem a little over the top?
It does, but I look at it this way. And it's not about, oh, well, the kids are miserable because it's hot, because went through that. You got through. But from a learning perspective, they're not productive days. They're just not. When you have to shut down in the afternoon, turn the lights off, throw in a film strip, or, okay, I just dated myself with a film strip, but throw in a movie, whatever the case may be, it's not productive learning time for the kids. Is it more important that the kids are in school X number of days, or is it more important the kids are in school learning something, being productive X number of days? And I think that's where the argument lies. When it's 100 degrees in a classroom and you wind up turning the lights out and you can't go through your lesson plan because it's hot, then what? You know, those aren't productive days for the kids.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I just think there's other ways to do this. Jeff Schatz is the superintendent, evidently. He went to the schools himself yesterday. It was 85 to 90 degrees inside the school. He said it's too hot, so they decided to call it off today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And by the way, we're talking about one, two, three, four, five schools. Five schools.
What's up to five now?
Yeah.
Last I saw it was three. So what were the other schools?
Clara Barton, Horace Mann, Lewis Clark, McKinley, and Roosevelt schools. All no classes through Wednesday. Perfect timing, as you say, for a discussion of the parents who are making the push to start school after Labor Day. They're getting lots of headlines that might help them gather more signatures, but I don't know. It seems to me that this is a bit of a overreaction here.
I mean, see, I always look at it from an agriculture standpoint, though, especially with the small grain harvest going on right now. And how many parents on the farms and ranches could use those kids, whether they're out haying or out running a combine for grain or whatever the case may be? You get a lot of that the small grain crop in before Labor Day. Now you're looking at losing 10 hours of productive time out of your kids. I mean, we just went through that fight with the Labor Department trying to put some clamps down on agriculture and how much kids can actually work on a farm, and there was a huge outcry for that. That's part of growing up on a farm or a ranch, is you help out in the farm or a ranch. It's a family operation.
Some more stories over the weekend about the elite North Dakota white supremacist who wants a takeover. He, by the way, lost his job, which he says is good. Because it'll give him more time to get out more propaganda. At least he calls it propaganda, right? And bring more people to Leith. He says he would love to see the white nationalist flag flying in town. Residents want him out. Should they be able to get him out? I'm curious what you think about that. Also, there's a publication, Popular Science, that is touting North Dakota as likely one of the leading contenders in the race to land one of those national test sites to integrate unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace. So, again, more likely that North Dakota will have a role in the, you know, a national
prominence
for UAS.
I want to give you props right now, Scott. I do. You did not call them drones.
Yeah, and I kind of think that's silly, too, because obviously some of these unmanned aircraft systems are used for drones. I think it's good, by the way, whether you call them drones, whether you call them predators, whether you call them UASs, UAVs, I don't care. They are the future, right? They're the future on so many fronts. militarily. Certainly we've seen that, but I think also in agriculture and border patrol and everything else. And like any new tool, you got to use it responsibly, right? But I think North Dakota with wide open spaces, bring on the UASs. I'm all for it. I'm glad to see political science saying it's good. It's jobs. It's technology. It's the cutting edge. So I am all for it, 100%. If you disagree, you think it's a bad idea, if you see Big Brother coming, you let us know. Here's the telephone number. It's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jeff in West Fargo, first to go. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott, they're worried about this white supremacist in North Dakota. I think what this country should worry about is the guy that heads our Department of Homeland Security ammo purchases. He's the guy buying up all the ammo. He's a black supremacist. It's on his website. And if you want to check on it, it's on Glenn Beck's blazenews.com. And he is the guy responsible buying all those ammo. And he's saying on his website, it's open to anybody to go look at it, that there's going to be a race war in this country. And that's that. That's
now, who is saying this, Jeff? You said the head of DHS. Is that what he said?
You know, Homeland Security.
Yeah. Always appreciate the opportunity to interact sometimes rather than just sort of do the drive-by and hang up so we can get some more information and dig into what exactly you're talking about. The caller didn't leave us enough time to get some more information there, but we'll check into it. Carol Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Carol.
Hi there.
Go ahead, Carol.
Carol, this will be a lot easier if you turn your radio down, because otherwise you're going to hear us a few seconds late. We have that dreaded delay. So turn that down, and then we can converse over the phone here.
All righty. I want to talk about closing the schools down because there's no air conditioner. Have they ever not heard of fans?
Windows? Fans?
Fans, windows, you know, open the door, open a window. A lot of people in North Dakota don't have air conditionings in their apartments or whole houses.
What you got to remember, though, a lot of the schools don't have windows that can open anymore because they've sealed them up for making them airtight for winterizing them. You can't open a lot of windows.
It would make more sense, in my opinion, to close when it's 40 below rather than when it's 90 above. Now, my grandkids live in Atlanta. It's a whole lot hotter there. And they start. They have 10-month school years. They go till the 1st of June, and they go back the first Monday of August. They've been back since the 5th, and they're surviving. And my issue is it would be a whole lot more sensible for North Dakota to close in the dead of the winter rather than the heat of the summer, because I'll bet these kids are still out swimming and out messing around in the heat that it's too hot to go to school for.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I had creative teachers on real hot days. If we were good in school, we'd take the class and go out and study under a tree in the shade somewhere. We were outside. We weren't in the classroom, but we were being productive. We got stuff done.
Well, I'll bet even without air conditioners, there's stores that still have box fans that they could run a couple from each corner of the room, and they would be surviving.
But here's the problem with that
here's an idea, Carol. How about have a picnic? You know, I mean, you know, to Steve's point, improvise a little bit. I mean,
picnics, field trips. There must be something they can teach them other than how to skip school.
But if they have to go out and buy box fans, that means they're going to have to budget for that, which means your property taxes are going to go up some more.
Well, maybe there would be parents that would be willing to donate a couple that they, you know, that they've had from the cabins at the lakes that aren't air conditioned.
See, this tends to make me think we're getting way too soft. You know, I mean, we're not, and I get we're used to it, and you know, it's just AC is kind of just a creature comfort that we've all gotten a little bit used to. But I'm kind of with you. I just think you improvise here a little bit, you find a way, and you don't. I mean, it's gonna be a bit disruptive for families that are in the mode. Okay, school starts, daycare is done, and I'm off to work now. What do they do? Do they, it's just a. And I'm sure they didn't do it lightly. I mean, I'm not trying to pile on the schools here. I just think, set aside that it's one school system, in this case Fargo, that says five schools shut down. Just think of it in the mentality of, really? This is a reason to shut down school? We can't figure out a way around this? Seems silly, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I just thought I wanted to get my comment in. And as far as starting after Labor Day, as cool as it's been, if we would have started the first week of August and go 10-month school years like they do in the South, they would have had all this cool behind us that we wouldn't have had to worry about this heat. They would have survived. And my issue is, you know, let's get back to school, and, you know, summers are long enough, and I'll bet these kids are all out dinking around, and they're playing outside anyway when it's too hot to sit in the classroom.
Well, I'm sure a lot of those kids, though, you got to remember, though, we're based on an agrarian economy here, and a lot of parents have kids working on the farm. Yeah, there's time off, but I didn't even grow up on a farm. I grew up in the Red River Valley farm community. Guess what? You were working in the summer. I had friends. I went and worked on their farms all summer long, and that's kind of what you did in the summer. Thanks for the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'd like to know what's on your mind today. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing, and the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot, 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347 or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hannon. Our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, so you can tell us what's on your mind, 701-258-0550. Ann in Minot called off the air, said, hey, the kids in the South are conditioned for that heat. Our kids are not here. Even with box fans, it's far too hot in the schoolrooms. Question today, whether or not... the heat is a reason to close the 5 schools, as was announced by the Fargo School District over the weekend. They'd be closing today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. What's on your mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by a couple of the parents that are part of the effort to get a question on the ballot. They're going to gather signatures, get a question on the ballot, and put in North Dakota law that schools would start after Labor Day, which, of course, would solve the fan problem.
All right. Paul weighs in on our email. You can get to that. You can get to that at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Paul, I think the argument over the post-Labor Day start of the school year needs to look at the rest of the school calendar. Somehow schools adopted the federal calendar and started letting out school for Veterans Day, President's Day, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Day, Teachers Convention, Deer Season Opener. By my count, that's 7 days. I don't think having a three-day weekend commemorates the accomplishments of the Columbus, Martin Luther King, the presidents, or veterans. On these days of commemoration, march the kids down to the gymnasium for an hour for an instructed program, educate the students why we take time to pause on this day. As for the teachers, have your convention in the summertime and do your continued education at that time as well. If a student wants to take a half a day to hunt deer opener, then the student must bring in a deer tag to get an excused absence. What do you think? I agree. It makes sense. Are the kids learning about Martin Luther King, Columbus, the presidents by not being in the classroom? I don't think so.
Let's get back to the phones. Daryl and Tioga, tell us what you think. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Daryl.
I got a comment on taking the kids on a picnic. In this day and age, you'd have, with all these Looney Tunes running around, you'd have to have armed guards follow you around.
Not in Tioga, North Dakota, you wouldn't, Daryl.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hear you loud and clear, yeah. Did you not hear our response? Daryl must not have a good connection. I think he's worrying needlessly. I mean, when I say a picnic, I mean, go out in the front of the schoolyard, right? I mean, there's no threat there. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good.
Hey, with this Craig Kopp guy living on Lithia, I mean, why do we keep publicizing this? We all know where he's going to be. He's going to be flying his flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a rip about this guy? I mean, he's one person trying to antagonize bad feelings from another race. I mean, what's going to happen? I watched a guy out in Fargo cut down some Confederate flags outside of a Walmart that he didn't see fit. So, you know, keep publicizing it, and it's just a matter of time before somebody goes out and cuts this guy's flag down and starts a big battle with him. I mean, what are we doing?
Oh, I'm sure somebody will probably take a pot shot driving by at that flag sometime during hunting season.
Well, exactly. I mean, why do we keep publicizing this? He's not the only racist person in North Dakota. I'm not racist. You know, who gives a rip? The guy's going to be hated whether you tell everybody about it or not, you know?
Your point is, Brian, just ignore the guy. Don't report on him. Don't talk about him. Don't give him the benefit of the publicity.
That's exactly my message, because when we get on the radio and we talk about this, all you're doing is spreading his message. You know what I mean? Which is just BS.
I mean, in this case, obviously, it's made the news. It's causing a national stir. And the folks in Leith want him out. I mean, do you think they deserve a little help in getting the word out about the guy and his views? Or?
Well, you know, just go up and talk to the guy. I mean, tell him, hey, we don't appreciate this. I mean, if you want to fly your flag around, that's one thing. But, you know, quit imposing your ideas upon people. And that's kind of what the media is doing with this, too, is, you know, should we hate this guy or like this guy? You know, I think we should just ignore him, flat out. I mean, he's a whack job. Why are we giving him any validity in what he says?
So just ignore it and the problem will go away.
I believe so. There's not that many followers. There's not that many people who are as crazy as this guy is. You know, if there was, where are they at with him? How come they're not in the paper with him?
Thanks, Brian, for letting us know what's on your mind. Let's go to Dwight in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I've commented on starting school after Labor Day.
Yes, sir.
I'm all for it in North Dakota. By far the best time of the year weather-wise is in the fall. Our springs usually are terrible. Go into June if you need to. And one other comment on the lady that says we should be going 10 months a year and suck it up, get some fans and stuff, has never been in a classroom with kids when it's 90 degrees. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Dwight.
Let's go to Ed and Bismarck for your take at 800-228-0550. By the way, the parents that are part of this effort will be joining us at the bottom of the hour and take more of your calls on this
it's
question.
It's just not productive time to me. It's the biggest thing.
What? What do you
mean? It's just not productive classroom time to me. If you're turning off the lights in the afternoon because it's hot, it's not productive time.
Okay, you lost me, though. So you're suggesting that they're right not to have, take a couple of hot days and close school, you mean? Or you're talking about the argument of when the calendar should start?
Well, I think the calendar should start after Labor Day, but make it fit between Labor Day to Memorial Day. But still, when it's that warm in a classroom, it's not productive learning time. And that's the way I look at the equation. It's class, but are you learning something?
So you think they're right to cancel these classes in the schools that don't have air conditioning?
Well, I think they are.
Okay.
So what are the kids going to learn?
You're evolving in your view here on me.
Well, if you're showing up just for the sake of meeting the requirement 180 days, but the kids aren't learning anything, what's more valuable, 180 days where the kids have 5 days they're not learning something, or 175 days where they are learning something?
See what Ed and Bismarck thinks. Ed, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to make a couple comments here. As far as the hot days in Fargo, I'm a 2003 graduate of Fargo South. We were going through school on all these hot days, even with the air on. I had a history class that was right next to the boiler room, if you want to talk about a hot topic. I mean, we dealt with it. I mean, half of us fell asleep in class, but that's beside the point. I mean, put on a couple fans, call it good. I mean, we had to deal with it. Look at the older generation. I mean, they didn't have air conditioning. Do you think they got out of school? No, they went outside, they sucked it up, they did their learning. They made do with what they had, and so did we.
Somebody came up with an idea earlier, maybe put those misters like you see it on the sidelines of football games or the dugouts, put those in the classrooms, those air misters.
We're getting some good ideas here. Fans, misters, the whole deal. I like this. for a few days, have some fun with it. Quickly, J.D. and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Japan really has a cool way they do their school, so they do 3 months at a time, and then they take a month off, skip the worst of it. So why not go, beginning May to end of July and take August off, because that's the worst of it.
Well, you'd have to mess around with the whole entire school calendar. I think education sometimes gets in the way of athletics, a little bit of tug-of-war. So how do you work around the athletics with that? And I think that might be the question that comes up.
I would think the same thing with parents and work schedules and, three on, one off, tough one. Jaden, appreciate the call. Thank you. We'll chat with the parents next. Take more of your calls on What's On Your Mind straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's on your mind? Radio.com. Going to be a warm one across the state today. Going to be warmer later in the week, though. A couple schools closing over in Fargo due to temperatures. In Bismarck, Mandan this hour, 71, 71 in Williston, Dickinson, 72, 77 in Minot. In Jamestown, 77, Devil's Lake, 78 already, Grand Forks, 79, Fargo, 80 this hour, 9:32 in the morning, and it's 80 degrees. Miles City, 74, Aberdeen at 75, 74 in Lemon. So another warm one across the state. Got a text in, Scott, you're challenged. Daniel sends in, tell Scott to set his studio thermostat at 90 all week and put his money where his mouth is. So you've been challenged, Scott. You're supposed to set your thermostat up in your studio and see if you nap out on us.
That's, I think the biggest thing is you just get used to something. So that's the part that I think would be, a little challenging where, look, last week was no picnic for the first few days of school, so it's not any better. But, we do get used to it. Guilty as charged, right? Comfort levels and it's warm. I think if I knew, the AC's out and you still got to do a show, you'd do it. You'd still survive. It wouldn't, you might take a few more water breaks. You might, bring the microphone outside. You'd improvise. You'd do things a little bit differently. So who knows? Anyway, I'll take the challenge.
I want to see a picture on Facebook of that thermostat at 90.
No, you didn't let me finish. I'll take the challenge if we agree that, kids are going to tough it out in school, then Scott will tough it out. I'll bolt myself right along with him saying, okay, we're going to tough this out here. No AC in those classrooms. And I would imagine, and the parents can let us know, but I bet there's other parents that drop their kids off at schools that don't have air conditioning. Besides the five in Fargo that have decided to shut it down. Are you worried? You see this in Fargo and you say, hey, I want them to have a spot. You let us know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, we thank our sponsor, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, bringing you and the folks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I want to remind you that the oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs, careers here in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. If you want to find out more about everything they're doing, you can go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We have some parents that are going to be joining us to talk about this effort to delay the start of school in North Dakota by a petition effort. They're going to go out and get signatures, get it on the ballot in November of 2014, and let the citizens of North Dakota decide whether or not school should not start before Labor Day in North Dakota, make it part of the law. They're not here yet, so they're going to be joining us in a little bit. We think they might have gone to the wrong K-Fire, right? Some folks forget that the K-Fire studios are radio studios on East Rosser. Is it East Rosser or West Rosser?
East Rosser,
right?
Yeah.
And,
television's downtown.
You know, although television's downtown, so some people kind of confuse that. So anyway, we have more time for your questions and comments on the program while we await the parents to join us on the program and talk a little bit about this. I'm reaching over for the thermostat now, and I'll warm things up for us, Steve. You get to be part of this, too. I think it's only fair. I don't know why I have to suffer alone. We could, you know, compare notes if we turn the heat up. We're just turning the AC off.
I'm good anywhere from 30 below to 130 above. I don't like air conditioning. I absolutely hate air conditioning. If I have it on, I got a window open. Or if I'm in the car, I got the window open. That's why I've got pneumonia right now. I didn't know the air conditioning was on, and the vent was open above my bed. And so now I'm dealing with walking pneumonia, and it's because of air conditioning. I'm not a fan. I have no problem turning that heat up.
Now, folks, here's Steve suffering through walking pneumonia because of air conditioning, who thinks it's smart to cancel school because there isn't air conditioning. See, you've confused me again.
No. I'm not saying cancel school because of the heat. I'm just saying cancel school because kids don't learn. When you're laying your head down and taking a nap, you know, like the last caller we had that said he had a class next to a boiler room. They dozed off in class. Is that productive learning time? No, it's not. I look at it as the temperature, the kids can suck up the temperature, but is it a good learning environment? No. When half your classroom is out, if the rural kids are gone because they can't get in during a snowstorm, that's the reason they close schools. A, it's dangerous for the kids to get in there, and B, you've got half a group of kids that would be continuing on a lesson plan that the other half are going to miss out on. So you're losing children in the learning process. That's why they cancel school.
Right. But my point is that just it requires a little more creativity on the part of the teacher. And, you know, you could say that about our ancestors, but they made it. Glenn and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You can settle this debate here between Steve and I. Weigh in. Go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, I was just calling in to say that I thought that that whole school closure is pretty silly. I was in school during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and the teachers just opened the windows. There was no air conditioning back then. I mean, what are these kids going to do if they run out of air conditioning?
Well, see, that's part of the problem, though, Glenn. You can't open the windows in schools anymore. They've closed all the windows. They've replaced the windows, so they're airtight. Go look and see how many schools actually have windows you can open. They've done it for
I mean, I don't know. These five schools in question that closed because of the heat, I don't know if what you're saying is correct. But isn't that silly? If you don't have air conditioning, would you want the ability to open the windows? I mean, I get it. They've got all new HVAC and everything else, and they don't want the disruption of the windows being able to be open and disrupt their airflow. But if they don't have AC, it seems silly to seal the windows.
Well, they've done it for energy costs. They've done it to keep the energy costs down in the winter, which is a more concern than what we have to deal with temperature-wise for a couple weeks in the fall and a couple weeks in the spring.
And then, if I may, I'd like to make a suggestion about that guy out in Leith. In a conversation with a friend yesterday, he came up with a brilliant idea. Get this little town running. Get that
I'm really curious now because it's all I got was a brilliant idea, and then we lost him after the brilliant idea, didn't we?
Glenn call back when you get cell service.
We lost the connection.
Brilliant ideas.
Yeah, so me too. It got me excited, Glenn. So anyway, give us a call back if you would. 800-228-0550. We had an earlier caller suggest he wanted a white supremacist wacko-free radio and media. His point was, you guys talking about this this guy down in Leith, the media covering this guy down in Leith, doing exactly what he wants, ignore him, and the problem will go away. Would be curious if others agree with you. Glenn had a brilliant idea he was going to share with us. Okay, Len Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, the question I haven't heard asked or I haven't heard anybody answered is, why don't these schools have air conditioning?
I don't think it's cost effective. I mean, you're going to run it for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks out of a year?
Well,
I think that's part of the problem. It's just for the cost to put an HVAC system in for that large of a building as a school. You know, what's the cost benefit? You're gonna raise your property taxes again.
Isn't there also a cost to canceling school, though? Are the teachers still being paid? Is it still in their contract that the teachers are being paid while this cancellation takes place? So, I mean, these are questions I don't have answers to, but I would believe that the teachers are still being paid. And as you mentioned earlier, there's a cost to, you know, daycare shut down. Now the parents all of a sudden have to find somebody to take care of their kids if their kids are not able to take care of themselves. So that's an expense to the parents' pocket, you know, so would property taxes go up? You may be right. They possibly would. But I guess what I'm getting at is you're paying for it one way or the other. So, you know,
well, teachers are on contract, though. Teachers are paid for this. And most teachers get paid throughout the school year, not just during the school year, although in a lot of school places, that's an option. But they're under contract and they're salaried. So whether they're there or not, they're getting paid.
To your point,
when you make up the school days, are they going to be getting additional pay, or are they already paid for those additional school days? So you cancel school 3 days right now. Those days have to be made up later. Are you going to be paying the teachers extra? Like I said, it's questions I don't have answers to, but, you know, it seems to me that in the long run, it may be more cost efficient just to put air conditioning in and not worry about it.
I just got a text from a friend of mine who runs an HVAC company, and they do that sort of work. Cost approximately $10 million to add that to the 5 Fargo schools that don't have air conditioning. So about $10 million.
And evidently, I was going to tell you, Len, that I have an email from a listener that said evidently the folks have been writing. I don't know if it's the folks as in teachers or parents or who, but there's been an effort petitioning the administration to get air conditioning. So there are some folks, it sounds like, within the school system that are agreeing with you on getting air conditioning there, whatever the cost.
One other thing on an earlier topic, the white supremacist. I guess I have to agree with the earlier caller. If you just ignore him, I wouldn't necessarily say the problem's going to go away, as in completely disappear. But if you ignore him, you're not giving him the publicity that he seeks. And, you know, a crazy person's only going to stand in the corner and scream so often until, you know, he goes away because nobody's paying attention to him.
Thanks, Len. Appreciate the call. Glenn is back, by the way. Glenn called earlier from Mandan, had a brilliant idea, and we lost you after brilliant idea. What was the brilliant idea, Glenn?
Well, after this cop gets all his people situated in Leith there, he could get that Paula Deen to cook for him.
Set up a kitchen.
I think she got a bad rap. I think he's guilty as charged, but that's
yeah. It was just humor.
Scott. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for calling back, Glenn. Let's go to Kurt in Bismarck. What's on your mind today? Kurt, are you there?
We lost Kurt, I guess.
We lost Kurt.
Rick and Mandan. How about Rick? You up? You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Rick, go ahead.
Hey, is this me?
It is.
Yep, go ahead.
I was just going to state that in the schools, if they don't have air conditioning for the students, they should take it away from the administration also.
Permanently?
There are some offices that have air conditioning, and the kids sit there and suffer. That's all I got. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rick. Let's go to Dave in Dickinson. What's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This guy that they're worried about that has some pro-Nazi ideas, they should really take a look at how our U.S. government has now followed a lot of the Nazi ideas of Germany, legalizing all these things that they're doing. They're not doing anything against the law. They just made laws that made it legal for them to stomp on our rights, check in our underwear and our shoes and stuff.
Wasn't aware of the underwear check system. Is that coming next? Dave and Dickinson, thank you. We're up against the clock. Joanne and Minot, when we come back, we're trying to track down those parents, too, on this initiative. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlagFamily.com. FlagFamily.com. Longevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, get to our Facebook and our Twitter page. And another warm one today, Bismarck Mandan this hour, 71, 73, and Williston Dickinson, 73, Minot, 77. A little warmer in the eastern part of the state already. Jamestown at 77, 79 in Devil's Lake. Grand Forks at 79, 80 already in Fargo. Miles City, Montana, 74 in Aberdeen. They're at 75 and Lemon, 74 this hour. Shaping up to be a warm one. And that means some schools in Fargo decided to close for a few days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if this weather pattern holds. Yeah, maybe it could be a little bit longer. Use up all your snow days because of heat. Probably doesn't make the most sense. Let's get back to the phone. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Joanne in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Well, concerning, you know, school, I don't think that they should have closed in Fargo simply because it teaches our kids to quit, you know. The other thing, it could be possible to run school from Labor Day, but I don't want my children, I have young children, I don't want my children going to school into June, because we have hot days in June also, and if there's not air conditioning, we're not solving any problems there. Not to mention that with all of the days that we take off, I think we've got 3 days in October, we've got 3 days in September for little days off because of this holiday, that holiday, volleyball tournament, wrestling tournaments. We have days off of school because of that. If they could fit, you know, days on in school to fit between Labor Day and Memorial Day, that would be the smartest thing. I mean, there's got to be a better solution than to close school because of hot days.
Joanne, completely agree with you. Steve does not.
But,
you know, that's why we want to know your opinion. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a lot, Joanne, and good common sense from you. Here's Paul. Paul says, I think the argument over the post-Labor Day start of the school year needs to look at the rest of the school calendar. Somehow schools adopted the federal calendar, started letting out school for Veterans Day, President's Day, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Teachers Convention, Deer Season Opener. By my count, that's 7 days. I do not think having a three-day weekend commemorates the accomplishments of the Columbus, Martin Luther King, the president, or veterans. On these days of the commemoration, march the kids down to the gymnasium for an hour for a structured program. Educate the students why we take time to pause on this day. As for the teachers, have your convention in the summertime and do your continuing education at that time, too. If a student wants to take half a day to deer hunt for opener, the student can bring in the deer tag to get an excused absence. What do you think? Says Paul. That makes some sense, if you ask me. And Steve, you and I have made that point all along. These teachers are saying mandate, or these parents, rather, are asking for a vote to mandate that school start after Labor Day, but crunch it. Crunch it Labor Day to Memorial Day by doing some of this stuff. And I totally agree on holidays. I think that, you know, you lose the reason for those holidays. We've gotten holiday crazy here. We're getting like Canada, for crying out loud, and it doesn't do any good anyway. What's the real meaning of it? I mean, take the time on those days to submerge the kids in a bit of history. Let's talk about the presidents today. Let's talk about Martin Luther King. Let's talk about Columbus. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's more of a learning opportunity, having those kids in the classroom on those days. I remember we were in school on Columbus Day, and you made your little macaroni artwork that Mom and Dad put on the fridge of a sailing ship or whatever it was. You celebrated those events in school, and it was a learning opportunity for the kids, and that's something I think the kids are missing out now. You know, Paul was right on. It's like, you know, have a curriculum, have something in the gym for the whole school to teach. It's a learning moment on those cases, on those holidays that the kids, frankly, should be in school. You know, celebrate those holidays within the classroom setting.
Joni says if the school board wants to start school before Labor Day, then they shouldn't be able to have any air conditioning in their offices or homes at all on those days. Not the principal, secretary, teacher's lounge, etc. And another emailer says, you do not have pneumonia. Please pass on to Steve that the temperature of the air does not cause pneumonia. Pneumonia is caused by a germ. Air conditioning has nothing to do with that. He's just got a weak immune system and got a germ that multiplied in his lungs, resulting in the pneumonia. So you're getting medical.
My doctor said I have pneumonia. So,
well, he's agreeing. I think he's saying you have. He's just disagreeing on the cause of the pneumonia.
Well, I'm susceptible because of the air conditioning, and this is something I have. Having lived in Portland, Oregon, it's I don't have allergies here or there. I do. I just, it's horrible with all the mold and the mildew and stuff in the air. And that's something I've, you know, once you get pneumonia, you're susceptible for it for a while until your lungs heal up. So
the listeners care enough about you.
I appreciate that. Well, yeah. I feel loved.
Let's get Mary and Bismarck here quickly. We got about a half minute for your comment. Mary, go ahead.
Hi, it's a real quick comment about all these extra holidays and stuff we get off. One big beef I have is Veterans Day. I think the only people who should get Veterans Day off are the veterans, and we should all do their work for them.
I agree. I like that. Do we have time for Shane? One more quick one? Shane, about 20 seconds.
Hey, guys. I have to comment on your previous caller about going into June and having school pass up to not starting till Labor Day. I think if you look back at the statistics, we have way more cool, wet, rainy days in end of May, early June than we do in August. August is always hot, sunny, and it's just silly for us to...
Thanks for the call, Shane. Up against the clock. More on this topic coming up. Don't go away.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.